A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night the Marlins played game two of their three-game set against the Washington Nationals, a matchup between Steven Strasburg and Odrysimer Despaigne. And with a recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Marlins fall again. Nationals 2, Miami 1. Miami's lost 8 of 9. Bats, again, very, very quiet, and the Marlins waste a strong start from Odrysimer Despaigne. Marlins knew it wouldn't be easy coming in facing Steven Strasburg, who 6 days ago in Washington shut them out, a complete game six-hitter. And tonight, the game was scoreless into the second. Nat struck first. Adam Lind, the leadoff double. He took third base on a ground ball off the bat of Jason Wirth. Michael Taylor walked, and the Nats had men at the corners. Further number eight hitter making his first start of the year behind the plate, Pedro Severino.
Despaigne's ready. The right-hander fires, and the ball is ripped out into right center. That's a base hit, and the Nationals lead 1-0 with Lind scoring from third on a hit by Pedro Severino. 1-0, Washington.
Well, after the Severino hit, the Marlins starter, Odrysimer Despaigne, went on to retire the next 11 in a row. He got some help from one of his buddies out in right field. With Daniel Murphy at the plate in the third inning, Giancarlo Stanton did it again defensively. Despaigne, the 2-1, and Murphy hits one high and deep to right. Back goes Stanton onto the track at the wall. He leaps up, and Giancarlo makes the catch. Right against the Mikosuke sign, Stanton, another gold glove play. Rob Murphy of a home run going over the wall and right and keeping it. At that point, a 1-0 game. It would stay that way all the way into the eighth inning. Odrysimer Despaigne went 7 tonight, allowed just the one run in the second inning. He retired 17 of 19 after the Severino RBI single. Overall, Despaigne gave up 5 hits. He walked 2, struck out 2, threw 95 pitches, 65 strikes. But he's on the wrong end of a 1-0 score because Steven Strasburg worked 6 innings, a 6-hit shutout ball for the Nats, didn't walk anybody, struck out 8. He was pulled after 90 pitches, 60 strikes. We were speculating there might have been a recurrence of some cramping in Strasburg's leg, which he dealt with 2 starts ago against the Astros. He was stretching the legs a little bit, got a couple of visits from the pitching coach and the trainer, was going down to the clubhouse between innings. It looked as though there was something going on with Strasburg, but he was magnificent. With 6 scoreless tonight, he has blanked Miami over 15 innings in his last 2 starts, hasn't allowed a run in 26 innings. Over his last 4 starts, including a game against the Astros and a game against the Padres in San Diego. So Strasburg magnificent again tonight. And it was 1-0 into the 8th inning when Kyle Bearclaw came on in relief of Despaigne. Bearclaw got the first 2 men on ground balls. First, Trey Turner, a grounder to third. Then Alejandro Diaz on a bouncer to first. But with 2 outs and nobody on, up stepped Daniel Murphy. 2-0 to Murphy. That's shot down the right field line and deep toward the corner and gone. No robbing that one, Giancarlo. It's out of here. Murphy, a laser into the 4th row of bleachers, and it's 2-0 Nationals. A big add-on run, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Sammy Solis and Matt Albers combined to shut the Marlins out in the 7th and 8th innings. The 8th inning, with Solis getting the first out of Gordon, and then Albers getting Stanton Yelich. The only inning in this game when the Marlins went 1-2-3, they had a single in all 6 innings against Strasburg. Just the 6 base runners, though, never got a man beyond first base. They caught a break in the 7th against Solis with 2 outs, nobody on. Miguel Rojas hit a fly ball down the right field line that was clanked off the glove of Jason Wirth, a 2-base error. But then when pinch hitter Ichiro grounded out, Solis was out of the inning. He went to the 9th. The Nats up 2-0. Sean Doolittle, their closer, coming on trying to close out his 2nd save in as many nights. Marcelo Ozuna started the 9th inning with a single. The Big Bear went 3-for-4 tonight. He had 3 of the Marlins' 7 hits. He took 2nd base on a pass ball, took 3rd base on a Remuto fly ball to center. So trying to avoid the shutout, trying to climb back into this game. Marlins had Ozuna at 3rd, 1 out in the 9th for pinch hitter Tyler Moore, former National.
Doolittle holds at the belt, kicks, delivers, and Moore swings and hits a ball in the air to right center. Wirth is there, makes the catch. Ozuna will tag. He'll come on to score. The Marlins will not be shut out tonight. They're on the board with a run.
But that is as close as they'd get. Brian Anderson lined to third to end the ball game, and the Nats take it 2-1. They've won the first 2 games of this 3-game series. Miami is 1-5 on the homestand. and 1-8 now in the last nine games. For the Nationals, 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 7 left. For the Marlins, a run on 7 hits, no errors. They leave 6. Steven Strasburg, the winning pitcher, 12-4. Odrismar Despaigne, the very tough luck loser, 0-3. For Sean Doolittle, his 15th save of the season, his 12th as a member of the Nationals. Time of the game was 2 hours and 50 minutes, with 15,364 announced here at Marlins Park. Nats improved to 84-54. They're again 30 games over 500, and they have their biggest lead of the season in the division, now 17 games in front of the second-place Marlins. Miami, meanwhile, falls to 67-71, a 36-34 record in 70 games with 11 to go.
Nats over the Marlins, double them up, 2-1 in Game 2 last night. Game 3 comes your way tonight at 7:10. On the mound tonight for the Marlins, left-hander Dylan Peters, his second big league start. He'll go up against Hialeah native Gio Gonzalez. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.